It is the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. How can you lock in? How can you be tuned in? It's real simple. It's real easy. First of all, on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to everybody listening live and local, wherever they might live, on the Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker, talk to the machine. Yeah, talk to the machine. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We had a busy show. We're going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you happen to be in New York or Alaska or Hawaii or Canada, thank you for being here. We got so much more to do. And we've had some fun here. Thank you to our guests who popped on by. Saad Youssef covers the Dallas Cowboys for The Athletic. Came by to talk to us about what's going on with Deion Sanders. Thank you so much. On our last break, had a chat with James Jackson. James Jackson covers the Miami Heat. He thinks that Jimmy Butler might be sticking around for the rest of the year. Might be back with the Heat. It's like two parents fighting and they hate each other's guts, but they're sticking together for the kids. If you want to call up, you can. The phone number works. We paid our bills. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in on the live stream on Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I told you we have talked about and discussed a lot. This is the time of year, transactions. It's January. It's after the holidays. It's before Valentine's Day. We're about less than a month away. And people are getting together. People are breaking up. People want to move elsewhere. And for instance, you think about what we just discussed with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, apparently he's going to stick around with the Miami Heat. And then even earlier today, we don't know what the hell Deion Sanders is going to do. Apparently, if Jerry Jones gives him a call, Deion Sanders is going to take it again and apparently, probably, maybe, going to take the job. Hey, Ed Werder, Dallas insider, football man down in Texas. He was on a Dan Patrick show and he said, you know what? It's real. If Jerry calls Deion, Deion going to say yes.
Jerry is interested. It was described to me as he's enamored with the idea. Obviously, it's hard to imagine any coaching candidate who could create more interest, someone that Jerry could more sell to the fan base here, which needs to happen, and make Jerry more money than Deion Sanders. I mean, he won a Super Bowl here as a player. So there are also people around Deion who tell me that he's being urged by his supporters in Colorado to take the job, and that they believe if Jerry ever does offer him the job, that he will take it.
Yeah, everybody likes money, right? Why wouldn't he take the job? And I'm here for the drama. I don't care what happens with the Dallas Cowboys. As long as there's drama, I'm here for it. It's hard to find drama. Well, no, you just go on the internet. Who am I fooling? Yeah, who am I fooling? You just go on the internet. You find drama everywhere. I want to see it. And that's not the only coaching issue. I told you it's that time of the year. People are trading places and people are trading everything. Hey, Botcher, feel free to not answer this question. Isn't this this is the time of year where people, they've broken up before the holidays, and this is that time of year, right? They move on to other places and other things?
Yes, it is. It's like you regret everything you've done past year, now you move on.
Oh, damn. You speaking from experience?
No, not at all. I just see things around me.
Oh, you just see things?
Observer.
You're an observer. You see things around. Okay, all right. I can dig it. We got a guy who just switched places. He is a smart man. He chose his new place before Christmas got here. It's Bill Belichick, the new head coach of North Carolina. There's so many conversations as to whether or not Bill Belichick is going to stick around at UNC or whether or not they're going to pay the $10 million buyout so he can go back to the NFL. Now, I don't know who the hell is going to pay him to coach in the NFL. I can't see Bill Belichick working for Jerry Jones. I can't see that happening. One guy loves the media. The other guy absolutely hates it. Michael Lombardi, he's a general manager now for North Carolina. We've had Michael here on the show, but earlier today he was chatting with TMZ and he said, it's nonsense. Bill Belichick just got here to North Carolina. He ain't going to move.
I think everybody is trying to make a story out of something that there's no story, you know, and I get that, you know, he is the greatest coach of all time and it makes sense that he would work in the NFL, but he has really decided that that's not what he wants to do. As much as people keep trying to place him, the marriage is between North Carolina and Bill Belichick, and that's what he's committed to doing. He's on the road today. And people say, well, you know, unless we hear from Coach Belichick, Lombardi's not can't be the mouthpiece. Well, look, I work with him. I'm with him every single day. Bill doesn't talk to the media very much. So I will express to everybody how committed he is here as he works on other things. So to me, it's a story that won't go away because the media is convinced it itself to keep it going when a lot of stories are just not real. It's fake news, frankly.
Damn, why everybody always got to blame the media when stuff happens? Everything is always... Botcher, why is everything always on the media?
Because we're always the one in the front of the camera.
Oh, come on now. I hate it. Sometimes people call up here and they tell me about stuff that I ain't even saying. They're just blaming the media. Like, what's that got to do with me? What one person said ain't got nothing to do with me. We got to blame the media.
It's the people who are in the public that get criticized for public issues.
Yeah, well, I guess that's just part of the job and part of the gig. I'll be all right. I don't care. Anyway, that's not the only guy. So many people moving around. We had Kevin O'Connell, the head coach, great head coach, excellent head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. He spoke to the media today, and he said, unlike Jimmy Butler, who wants to leave, and Deion Sanders, who might leave, and Bill Belichick, who might leave, Kevin O'Connell said, I ain't going nowhere. This is what he told the media about what he wants to do with the Vikings and his own contract situation.
I love being the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and with that becomes the fact that I love our ownership. I have a great relationship with our ownership, and you know, feel so fortunate. Like I said, you know, not only just the way they support us and believe in us, but also, you know, the impact they have on our players, on our locker room, and ultimately where we all want to go together. Feel very, very great about that. And yeah.
Yeah, it's just everybody going. Did we miss anybody, Ryan? Did we check all the boxes about people who might be leaving and staying? Like, Joel Embiid hasn't asked out from the Sixers, right? I mean, that's another guy that never plays.
Not yet.
Okay. You saying it's still time?
Yeah, I think he's gone next year in this offseason.
Who the hell? Who's taking Joel Embiid and how? That guy's going to make like 50 to 60 a year. He's tall. He's overweight. He don't play. He's a lazy bum.
I feel like the Pelicans are a team that has talents that are overpaid. And they need a superstar. They could definitely do that. So I see, like, maybe Brandon Ingram, Zion being moved, something like that.
No, I don't know about that. Pelicans already got a lazy bum. His name is Zion. Why they want to get a bigger one? All he's doing is getting a taller lazy bum and Joel Embiid. I wouldn't do that. Would you do that?
Probably not, but I'm saying the Pelicans have been known to do dumb moves. So I wouldn't be surprised if they make a trade in the future to just try to switch things up, because right now it's not working at all.
They don't have too much of a choice but to switch things up, because obviously it's very apparent, anybody worth a damn, that Zion does not want to be there. He's got, everybody makes so much money now, $50 million, $60 million, and then they decide they want to leave. It's like, yo, bro, you make too much money just to be out here and to be traded. It's such a wild world. I get it. Everybody has leverage. Everybody making money. If you got money and you can call the shots, you go out there and you do it. But a guy like Jimmy Butler, as we just heard from James Jackson, the guy wants a trade. And his joy is not, he doesn't have joy and he's not happy. Man, you're making almost $50 million a year. And then you got another $50 million guaranteed next year if you want it. And you talk about joy. They could give me $50 million to stand in a corner on a basketball court. I will gladly go out there and take it. For the life of me, guys aren't happy. There's wild things going on in the world, especially in the NBA. I told you about the wildfires out in California. We got Eagles fans sending money out there. We got LeBron James affected by the fires, had to evacuate from his home. We got J.J. Redick, his house burned down. His kids don't got squat right now. I mean, here's LeBron. This is LeBron from last night actually reminding people that there are bigger things in life than complaining about your $50 million, even though LeBron is a billionaire.
Just figuring it out, but staying strong for one another. Obviously, that's most important, the friends that are our friends that lost their home, just being there for them. It's very challenging, especially when you got kids and you lose your home and all their belongings, and my friend got wives and things. That it's just, that's a lot to just try to even wrap your head around it. So I am very happy that my family is safe. Hopefully things are contained or continue to be contained. And hopefully at some point we can start to push forward and move forward and kind of put it behind us where we can rebuild our city, rebuild this beautiful city and things of that nature. But yeah.
It is this bigger, more important things in life sometimes. You got to keep things in perspective. And like I said, a big shout out as the Philadelphia Eagles get ready to take on the Rams. And they probably going to whoop their ass. Congrats to those Eagles fans. Kudos to them raising that money for the opposition. Well, not necessarily the opposition. The people that are actually out there getting ready to fight those fires. So the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at me? You can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This is very important. You need to know this. Pay attention. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. I told you, man, this is life. It's short. It's fragile. You got to keep it in perspective. Baseball lost a legend. America lost a comedian. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened and who we lost earlier today. Yeah, it is about keeping things in perspective. And this is a baseball legend. And then we got a baseball player. And speaking of moving places, he might be having to find a new home as well. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, talked about everybody and moving around and people sticking around and trying to be traded and not traded. Belichick, his GM of North Carolina, Michael Lombardi, says he's staying in North Carolina. He ain't going anywhere. Deion Sanders, the report is, if Jerry Jones offered him the job, then he would leave. Jimmy Butler coming off of his suspension today. Apparently, Jimmy Butler is going to stay in Miami. Does he really got a choice at this point in time? Kevin O'Connell of the Minnesota Vikings, so many rumors about him potentially being traded. And he's just like, man, I want to sign a contract extension here. And so, I mean, with all the money moving around and people wanting to be traded and moved, as I said, it makes you have a different perspective on life when we got things really that matter. LeBron James last night saying, man, I had to be evacuated out of my house. J.J. Redick. Losing his house. Like every now and then, and it's unfortunate, we get those reminders that there's some bigger things in life and it's short. You got to enjoy it. Everything don't got to be negative and nasty. You never know what's going to happen. Like, for instance, earlier today, we learned that we lost a legend, a baseball legend, a comedic legend. I say this man is an American icon. Bob Uecker passed away today at the age of 90. Years old. Now, you don't got to be a Brewers fan. You don't have to be a baseball fan. You don't have to be a movie fan. You don't got to be a comedy. This man just crossed over into so many different things. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, how many people actually saw him play baseball in the 60s? I didn't see him play baseball in the 60s. I remember this guy on Mr. Belvedere. I remember this guy getting shook up by Andre the Giant at WrestleMania. I remember that. I didn't see him play. I remember him in the movies. He's just a funny guy. And unfortunately, everybody has a day and a time. He's not here. I told you this man was a legend, and not just in Milwaukee, not just in Wisconsin. I mean, even ABC in New York had a whole report on the passing of Bob Uecker. Hey, take a listen to this.
Over the past several days, we've been hearing and reporting that the Mets are getting ready to pivot and move on from Pete Alonso if the sides did not come to an agreement soon. Thursday brought significant movement in this direction with the agreement with Jesse Winker, pending physical and according to sources, on a deal. Now, Winker's a nice signing. It's a good outfield DH bat, a big part of what the Mets were able to accomplish last year. And the broader context here is that the Mets are now looking at what they expect will be a post-Alonso world. Look, Pete is still a free agent, as far as we know. He does not have an agreement with any other club. But the salient point here is that the Mets now believe that they're not going to bridge that gap. That's highly unlikely that they'll bring Alonso back, and they start to commit those dollars to other players.
Yeah, man, it was funny. He's a funny dude. I mean, sitting around and I don't want to say insulting people. He did a good job of that on television. And like I told you, I remember him. I think maybe the first time I really remember him, I'm just like, oh, that's the guy that Andre the Giant, he shook up. That's the first time. And to be honest, how many of these personalities do we still have in the world of sports right now? Where you can translate, and they're few and far in between. There's a lot of players who are analysts. There's a lot of players, but how many really end up with just national fame after the fact, after their playing career? Like, it's one thing to look at a Charles Barkley, one of the greatest TV personalities of all time, period. Bob Uecker is in that same space, and he was doing this before Charles Barkley. Come on, Charles Barkley wasn't even playing when Bob Uecker was already a broadcaster, an announcer, a comedian, is on TV. There aren't a lot. And you talk about acting, this guy's just one hell of a personality. So much love to the family of Bob Uecker. And you know what, here's a good thing. Hey Botcher, we talked about all these new streaming channels and streaming services. I bet you if you wanted to today, just due to all this technology that we have, you could sit around and watch something that Bob Uecker was in. And not just the movies. You can go ahead and probably find him on, I don't know, the sitcoms and all of this stuff.
That's credit to the TV channels, too. They know what we want to see now and remember Bob for. So I'm not surprised. You also have YouTube, too. So anything wow. that you want is right there.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's not just, he wasn't just in Major League. I'm pretty sure you can pull that up on YouTube. What would they do, charge me $8 to watch it or something like that? $5?
Probably close to that, but knowing MLB Network, they probably have it on right now.
Yeah, probably running it right now. Let's see. If I try to watch Major League on YouTube, what are they going to, let's see. They're going to give it to me for free? Probably not. I can buy or rent it. Let's see, what are we going to do here? Buy or rent. Why is it everything? Oh, okay. $4. I can rent it for $4. I can buy it for 15. All right.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. You know, who is there anybody active right now? We got a lot of athletes. Everybody wants to do a podcast. Everybody wants to do this. They want to do. Do we have anybody that's moved into legitimate acting? Am I missing something?
Besides, like, WWE, not really.
Oh, wow. What, like The Rock?
Like The Rock, Batista, John Cena. Like, they've done acting, but, like, God. To the level of national fame, no.
John Cena, I saw him selling McDonald's on one of these NFL. I'm like, John Cena is selling McDonald's right now?
He's also the pistachios guy.
Like, pistachios, McDonald's? What doesn't John Cena sell? He's selling everything.
He's national. What can you say?
I don't think I've ever seen a John Cena movie. I've never seen The Rock in a movie either.
Really?
I've never seen The Rock in not
He's
one
He's in, like,
movie.
Every action movie known to mankind.
I see the trailers and I go, I'm not watching it.
That's fair.
The Rock is, what is he doing now? Saving a Volcano. The Rock in Outer Space. The Rock with Santa Claus. The Rock, the Tooth Fairy. The Rock. You know, what does he do? What's the best movie? I haven't even seen Scorpion King. What's the best movie The Rock has been in?
Fast Five, probably.
Oh, I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie. Not one.
Is that Fast and the Furious 5 is probably the best one.
Yeah. I know him and Vin Diesel don't get along, but I've never seen a movie. And I think the last and only Vin Diesel movie I've ever seen was XXX. And that came out, what, 25 years ago?
Long enough that there's a sequel that nobody cares about.
They did another XXX?
Yeah, it flopped.
Yeah, we talking about actors and wrestlers. There has to be a professional athlete that's maybe not, maybe all right. Damn.
I don't count LeBron because that's like Trainwreck and Space Jam. That doesn't count.
Oh, his Space Jam. That LeBron Space Jam was garbage.
Not surprised.
This is crazy. There really is no athlete. Everybody wants to be a podcaster now. You know, where's, like, we had O.J. Simpson was an actor. Jim Brown was an actor. Tom Brady is making $37 million being a broadcaster right now. Tom Brady is not even, maybe he's acting like a broadcaster, a bad one. I guess there's so much money in other things. Acting is such a crowded field, too, I guess. I don't. That's kind of crazy. Well, you know, you talk about WWE wrestlers are now actors. That's part of their job as wrestlers. They gotta act. They're in a role. So I guess that makes the most sense, no?
Well, if they couldn't act, then they won't be on TV.
Oh, you're right. Good point. Well, some of the wrestlers are. They're not
silent.
All of them.
They're all silent, some of them.
Well, some of them are bad. I mean, bad actors. Have you heard some of these wrestlers with a microphone? Some of them don't need to talk.
Yeah, I know. High-pitched voices, forgetting the words.
Yeah.
Cheap heat.
Now, is there an athlete that you believe would be a great actor? Like an active guy? Somebody?
I got to look into it. Because
Ohtani? No.
No. No. No.
He has to do is wave. You don't even got to say a word. No words.
That's not like... I'm looking for someone who can captivate the audience with their words. But like... You have to find a personality that shines through everything. And it's easy to say LeBron, but he's not that guy.
Oh, you think about, well, we got to pick apart the biggest personalities. Who are the biggest stars in the NBA? By name, it's probably LeBron and Steph Curry.
Anthony Edwards, too. He was in the Hustle movie.
He is, correct. He was in that Adam Sandler movie, right?
Yeah.
He was. We interviewed him. He was here on the show. He's good. He has a personality. In the NFL,
Jefferson, Jamar Chase. It's tough.
Here's the answer. We know the answer. You ready for this one? Now that we're thinking about it, it's Travis Kelce. Come on.
Nah, he'd probably be in like Hallmark movies and you fall asleep.
He's not, but isn't he acting? I know he's hosting, like, isn't he hosting like a game show or something?
That was Jason. He has Philly. I don't know what it is. It's like a Philly game show at night.
Jason, Travis Kelce's entire thing is to use football, which he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But they had a whole plan set out for this guy to just be famous, to be Hollywood, to date a superstar. And they did a whole reality show when he got to the league of dating Travis Kelce or meeting the Kelce. The guy wants to be famous. He's going to... If he is not carrying around Taylor Swift's bags in retirement, he's going to be acting somewhere, man. He's on TV all the time. Him and his brother. Somebody's going to throw them a sitcom.
I wouldn't watch it. I don't think he's a good actor at all.
I don't know. He's acting like he loves Taylor Swift. That's good enough, right?
Well, she's got money, so I don't blame him.
Oh. Oh, you're Bacha, you're a gold digger?
Yes. It's like $1 billion. You're not turning down $1 billion.
All right. Okay. I get you. So if an old lady rolled up, let me choose my words. If an old lady rolled up to you today and she wanted you to be, you know, her boy toy, you just going to take the money because she's rich?
Not necessarily. Depends on the situation.
Well, you're looking for, that's called a cougar.
Oh, no, no. I'm looking for personality. A lot of money.
Okay, you want personality first.
Then money, and then everything else.
Okay. Personality, then money, and then everything. All right, that's not the worst order in the world. The more we learn about you, right? Earlier in the show, we learned that you're not happy with the New York Mets and their situation. So as a side note, Pete Alonso and the New York Mets have yet to come to terms on a contract extension. Pete Alonso is basically the last first baseman standing in Major League Baseball that's worth a damn as a free agent. And the New York Mets still need a first baseman. There was a report earlier today that the Mets are just like, all right, we don't need Pete Alonso. We're going to go on to door number two. And everybody's just like, whoa, y'all are match made in heaven. Why don't y'all just get a contract together and call it a day? Andy Martino was talking about this earlier today on SNY. Take a listen to this.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I like this. This is great. Yeah, today was a good day. Bacha, today was a good day. It's a good show.
It's always a good day working here.
Oh, well, working here or working with me?
You. Here. Oh, here on the show.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know you. It sounded very general. I didn't know.
No.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we've had a busy show. We've had a full show. Had some amazing guests come on through. Asad Youssef came on by. James Jackson came on by. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Heat, respectively. And it's a transition period. I guess this is what we can call it when it's wintertime, really. The weather's ass all over the place, cold all over the country. Here in Georgia, it's cold, weather's bad. And just sending a lot of love and warmth. It's everybody all across North America who needs it. You know, right before we went to break, several interesting conversations. We talked about the passing of Bob Uecker earlier today at 90 years old. Learned that he is no longer here with us. He certainly left a lot of laughs and comedy. There's a lot of him on video if you want to go ahead and take a look. And then we talked about the tragedy. I guess you can find some positivity and humanity as we learn that there's a lot of Eagle fans who raised more than $10,000 to support wildfire relief efforts out in California. We talked about LeBron James having to had evacuate out of his own home out in Cali. And I mentioned this as well briefly. You might know the name Maverick Carter, and grew up with LeBron James and runs his media company. Maverick Carter apparently is raising money to create and start a new international basketball league. And this is when you know you're in the big leagues. The man is having chats with private wealth funds and individuals to put together $5 billion to create a new international basketball league. And the report says, this comes via Shams, LeBron James has nothing to do with this. Okay, all right. Sure. I know LeBron James wants to own a basketball team in Las Vegas. I think we've all heard that a million times. But another basketball league? Do we need one? You know, there are no details. There are no specifics outside of it would be international. So what are we doing? We're going to throw money at NBA players to leave? I mean, damn it. We got NBA players who make tons of money in America. They don't even want to play here. We're going to expect them to suit up and play overseas? Going to start picking guys off? Is Zion Williamson going to be more likely to play in Milan versus New Orleans? I have no idea. You really got to convince me otherwise on this one. Bacha, do you think that's a good idea?
In concept, yes. In actuality, no.
An international basketball league? I mean, the only basketball league that I think would work would actually be similar to what we're going to have this summer with the FIFA Club World Cup, where we actually have football clubs from all over the world in different leagues playing against each other. That makes sense. Another league? Explain your reasoning.
When you make too many leagues, the differentiation between everything just gets watered down, and you divide too much, and the competition is bad and just sucks.
Yeah. So wait. Isn't that counterproductive?
No, because if you're adding more leagues, there's more likely to be less talent spread around on teams. So, like, the NBA is, like, the best of the best.
You know? Right.
And then you go to Euros, and that's, like, the second best. If you keep adding more leagues, it'll draw away from everywhere, and then eventually it'll water down.
Oh, so I thought you said it was a good idea.
No, I said it's bad. It's good in theory, but I can actually do it.
Yeah, man. Good luck. Good luck. We know not the WNBA. The women of the WNBA, they started their own league unrivaled. But the WNBA and the women's basketball, they could use the additional exposure. I mean, they're trying to grow their talent pool and market who they are and grow their own brands individually as well as the league. It's just a little bit of a give and a take there. Good luck to Maverick Carter. All the best. Send me some of that money. You need a broadcaster. You need an announcer. JR, I got you on that one. That's something that Maverick Carter wants to do into the future. You know what? It's not time to think about the future. It's the time of the show where we think about the past. Because today, as far as I'm concerned, as much as I know, it is still January 16th. The year is still 2025. And at this moment, it's time to go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is January 16th. The year is 2025. And if we go back in time to January 16th in 1972, the Dallas Cowboys, man, they beat up on the Miami Dolphins. They won the Super Bowl. Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys actually won the Super Bowl. They got the job done. They were all real excited about it. Their rushing record, 252 yards on the ground. They stomped the Dolphins out to score 24-3. I mean, listen, at the end of this game, the fans knew that this was so much of a beatdown. They were counting down the clock. And then that guy that Jerry Jones fired, oh, he had a name, Tom Landry. Oh, yeah, he won. He was happy. Everybody was thrilled for him. Listen to the countdown. Listen to the clock. Listen to how happy they were for Tom.
For the Cowboys and their fans, the final seconds were counted down like a New Year's celebration.
I remember Coach Landry being lifted off the shoulders of the players coming off the field. I still have that picture of him smiling.
That's man, the NFL knows how to make dramatic music. If they know how to do one thing, NFL Films knows how to make things very dramatic. Speaking of dramatic, and this guy, he could have been an actor. We were talking about the great Bob Uecker. This guy could have been an actor. Instead, he's a broadcaster on ESPN right now. His name is Bart Scott. You want to know what happened this day in sports history? January 16th, 2011. The New York Jets actually did a good thing. They won a football game. Damn it, they won a football game against the New England Patriots. They shocked them 28-21. Mark Sanchez, yes, you heard me correctly. Mark Sanchez threw three touchdowns, and now he's on television. Good for him. Anyway, the New York Jets surprised Tom Brady. They beat him. Good. And afterwards, Bart Scott, he told Sal Pelantonio something that I will never forget on ESPN. I can't wait.
So how did that just feel?
Feel great. Poetic justice. We know we were a much better team than we came up and represented ourselves, and we were pissed off. We was ready to come back and show what kind of defense, what type of team this was, what kind of character we had. We take a lot of slack. People gave us no chance, like we barely made it in the playoffs. We're a good football team.
It looks like this team played with anger all day. Why, Bart?
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that was great when he said it. I loved it. Went viral. Can't wait. That still gets played all the way till today. Yeah, shout out. And how about that? On this day in sports history, the New York Jets actually won a game worth a damn. Good for them. Now the New York Jets are just a joke. It's not history. That's just the current reality. If you should be interested, the New York Jets, they lost the next game against the Steelers. The Steelers beat them 24-19. That's just the Jets' way. That's just how it goes down. Hey, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Let me remind you again. It is January 16th, and it has been January 16th all damn day. And thank you for tuning into the show. If you missed a minute or a second, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to our guests who came through and joined us. Shad Youssef covers the Dallas Cowboys for The Athletic. He came on through talking about Deion and Jared and what happens there. And then James Jackson, he came on by as he covers the Miami Heat for The Athletic. It looks like Jimmy Butler might be sticking around in Miami. You can find me online. I'm everywhere. I'm on the internet. I exist. I am at JR Sport Brief. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much for a great show. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, too.
No doubt. You be back tomorrow? You be here?
I'm back.
I'll be here, too, if my key card works, okay? Listen, people, you be safe, be well, be amazing, and all of that good stuff. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. It's over. It's a wrap. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hey, missed a minute? Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody tuned in live on the stream on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up next is Bart Winkler. Y'all be safe, be well, be cool, be smooth, all that good stuff. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Thank you, Ryan Botcher.